The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and she saw the stone removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." And so Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived first at the tomb. He bent down and he saw the burial cloths there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and he saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the others, but rolled up in a separate place. And then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived first, and he saw and he believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is a day of life. It's a day of the fullness of life. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he calls us to live in a spirit and in a time of resurrection and new life. So let me pause for a few moments and offer some thoughts about the gift of new life given to us in the power of the risen Lord. Now, I do meet people, and you meet people all the time, who are only half alive. There's something less. They're diminished. I've had this in my own life, where I had a struggle to forgive and I withheld forgiveness. I was less, and I knew I was less. When I held resentment against somebody, I knew that I was less. When I didn't share the goods and the gifts the Lord has given to me in my selfish moments, when I didn't share my time, when I was impatient with somebody interrupting my schedule, I knew that I was less. And any time you lied in your life, or you cheated, or you manipulated to get your way, and you achieved your goal, but you knew that you were less. And that happens to every one of us in the journey of life. Conflict, when you live in conflict, when you're ungrateful, you are less. There's no song in your heart. There's no joy in your life. You are arrested in this ingratitude. You don't have the generosity of heart to say, "Thank you, I love you, I am grateful." Then you are less. And so today, when we celebrate the fullness of life, we talk about being full of life, to find a church that will give you life, a church that will bless you, that will dignify you, that will honor you wherever you find yourself in your life. No matter what burdens you carry, what conflicts are part of your life, you need to find a community where you will be blessed, you will be honored, and you will be welcomed. And so the spirit of the day is a call to full life, to be free. Free to forgive, free to bless the other person, free to give a gift to the ungrateful, free from resentment, free from greed, free from being arrested in conflict, to be free to sing, rejoice, be glad and to walk in a time of resurrection. Wow. That's freedom in the Spirit. That means that we are people of the resurrection. We are full of life. We are free to bless other people. We're free to understand. We're free to be patient. We're free to be peaceful, to be free of conflict. Ah, the freedom given to us in belonging to the risen Christ, free of ambition, free of resentment, free of jealousy, free of making hard judgments about other people, free to see the goodness in other people. Wow, that's free. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in jail. Many of the years in solitary confinement. And during that time, he found a freedom to forgive and a freedom to lead people into a new place in life. These days we remember Martin Luther King, who said, "Let people be free. Let them claim their dignity, honor people, serve people, give a blessing. Be a benediction to all whom you meet." So look at your families today and look deep inside yourself and claim the life that God gives you, which is a fullness of life, to bind up, to heal, to forgive, to understand, to have time, to be patient. The freedom of the risen Jesus. For this we pray, and for this we give thanks today. Amen.